You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
New products continue to be based on Ubuntu sources. The Nitrix distribution has reached version 1.0.15, which includes the 4.18.5 kernel and support for newer hardware. This Ubuntu-based desktop OS claims security and performance and utilizes the Plasma desktop environment. And KDE Plasma 5.13 desktop has reached its end of life and will soon be replaced by Plasma 5.14 on October 9th. In the meantime, existing users are urged to update to the 5.13.5 point release, which brings security fixes and 35 changes to the core components and apps. Once it arrives in these stable repositories, it will be installed in your favorite GNU Linux distribution. If you're a Unity fan, then you can test out Unity 8 on your favorite GNU Linux distribution. Recently, Yvonne Semkin has demonstrated Unity 8 running on Arch Linux. Don't expect much now, but Unity 8 continues to develop. With strong communities behind Ubuntu Touch, it appears this popular converged desktop environment is again reaching the limelight.
GNU Nano 3 will soon be rolled out into major distributions. This popular lightweight editor is getting even faster. 70% better at file reading, according to the reports. ASCII text handling has improved, along with a number of other performance tweaks and features. Canonical has released the latest live patch for Ubuntu 18.04 and 16.04 LTS versions. The patch fixes 5 security vulnerabilities, including various overflow problems. All users should update immediately, but a live patch means that a reboot is not required when installing a new kernel fix. Linus Torvalds, creator and longtime maintainer of the Linux kernel, won't be providing fixes for a while. The kernel will still be maintained by other developers, but after a few ill-received outbursts and comments from Torvalds, the Linux leader is taking a break to pursue introspective goals and behavioral changes, so that he can serve the community better upon his return. Unlike Canonical's live patch, Google has been updating users' settings without permissions. Earlier this year, Google was sued for and admitted to tracking users without their consent. This time, a battery-saving feature was, quote, mistakenly rolled out to more users than intended, end quote. Another honest mistake, or is it another reason to depart from Android?
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. Special thanks to Arnfried Wahlbrecht for content creation.